I hope you won't be offended, but I was getting a bit desperate. The driver seemed to be sweeping past without even a glance in my direction.
I think you probably chose the wrong bend.
You mean an awkward place to stop?
No. A quarter of a mile before your corner, a bunch of scruffy-looking hippies were waving their thumbs about. They were enough to make anyone put his foot down.
I see. I must remember to watch out for that sort of competition.
I asked you to get the lamp programmed. Henry!
Well, there's this planet nobody ever heard of. Maybe I'm wrong. It's called Gom. Coming all the way down from it is this great big luminous teapot full of 13-inch luminous green gentlemen with propellers on their heads. So they land on the Himalayas on Easter Sunday 1966.
But that's only the beginning of the story.
It was a dark and stormy night. Three men stood in a cave. One man said to the other,
"Have a lager."
Thus spoke the great yogi Banananda, who had been waiting for the flying teapot for 9,422 million cans of Foster's Australian lager.
Where's the tea?
This is the complaining and insolent whine of Fred the Fish, who has a chip on his shoulder from eating Shakespeare's Hamlet with the Prince of Danish Bacon, but didn't get his nice cup of funky dunk for a quick dip of the lip.
Beside him stands a tall, dark, fair stranger with a luminous white telescope protected by umbrellas. He has ridden on his bicycle all the way to Tibet from Norway and has forgotten to feed his porkers.
They call him Kapiti Bean, a Celt.
Suddenly, with a blinding flash of luminous green light, what should touch down but the flying teapot?